Here are some examples. The young unmarried men, those who were strongest and who had the most time and the greatest ability to produce, resented that they were, in effect, being made to work for other men's wives and children without any additional compensation. Whether strong or weak, everyone working, whether he did much or little, would wind up with the same amount of food and other resources as everyone else. If an individual worked a full 8 hours in a day and another worked only two, each received the same. Those carrying the greater load strongly believed this to be an extreme injustice. Can you blame them? Experience counted for nothing. The older men felt disrespected by those who were younger. Under the communal arrangement, the wives had to cook and do laundry for anyone and everyone, not just their own husbands and families. This angered the husbands who, along with their wives, felt it was a form of slavery. All of this was bad enough, but I'm convinced it would have been a lot worse if we hated each other. No one in our congregation was perfect, not by a long shot. Still, we were a people who had common goals and who sincerely wanted everyone among us to have the best. Our company had more than its share of honest and decent men and women.